Welcome to Super Chatties for Parshas Tetzaveh. First, a couple of stories. A really enjoyable one from Rav Neubert. Rav Neubert is the famous Mechaber of the Shemir Shabbos Galchosa of the prior generation. And somebody who was learning Yeshiva with him noted that the Bnei Yeshiva had a minhag that they lived in Beit Vagan, a very firm neighborhood. And it was a Shomer Shabbos neighborhood, so nobody really drove through there on Shabbos. But on the rare occasion when somebody did drive through there on Shabbos, the minhag was to go around the car and scream at them, Shabbos, 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 I mean, give them the tokocha that they should be observing Shabbos. At a certain point in time, this practice was taken in question and brought to Rav Neubert. Was this the right way to be noig? And Rav Neubert thought about it and responded. He said, well, first, you know, we're not so far from Hadassah, and it could be just that somebody was lost on their way to getting here, and they're really in the middle of Pikuach Nefesh. So it could be that the proper thing is to give them the respect that they're in the middle of doing a mitzvah. So it could be that they're lost, and even if they weren't, aside from that suffix, you know, and you were overwhelmed with kanaos for Shabbos, did you ever consider just going to go look in a mirror and screaming, Shabbos, 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 and looking at yourself? So it's an interesting story. I think that one of the subtleties of this story is that sometimes we allow other people to be the target of our zealousness as opposed to ourselves, and that can occasionally be very dangerous. So something to consider. A story about the stipler, a young man trying to get a shidduch, and he went to the stipler for a bracha, and the stipler rejected. He said, I can't help you, Hashem Yirachem. And he tried to come back another time, same response. And finally, he accompanied a friend who was going to get a bracha and just left the petek with the friend and stayed in the other room. And the stipler also sensed right away, this guy, I can't do anything for him, Hashem Yirachem. So he was Mepashim Shpichufa. He tried to figure out, is there anything I did that's making him feel better? He remembered that when he was dating, he dated a really wonderful and pious girl, but he could see that it wasn't for him right away, and he decided during that day that he was just going to be quiet. And it made the girl very uncomfortable and embarrassed, and it hurt her feelings in a deep way, gave her that busha. And he found her, and he did Tshuva Shlema. He gave... He really, really apologized and tried to make good, and finally got it. And then he went back to the stipler, and the stipler finally gave him a bracha. Eventually got married. So the upshot of it is that we need to be really, really careful about being needs to hire other people. How what the stipler knew, I have no idea. This story, you know, is something that found its way to me in print, and I will not attest to the veracity of any of these stories, because these stories come out in the Olam and many of them don't need to be true to be able to give you a lesson. The lesson is crystal clear. Don't hurt other people's feelings. Try not to step on other people's hearts. People are much more vulnerable than they let on often, and we need to be aware of those sensitivities and try to be really, really tuned in. A story that came to me from the Sefer Hasidim, it's quoted also. I can't fully get the entirety of the story, but it's interesting. There was a Roetzon, so there's a shepherd, and this shepherd didn't know how to daven. So every day instead, he said, Ribono Shel Olam, I watch your flock, and even though I do get paid, if I wasn't going to get paid, I would do it for free, just because I love you. And eventually he came across the Talmud Chacham, and the Talmud Chacham rebuked him for davening with this Matbeah Shel Tefillah, and instead said, you know what, you should say Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei and do things the way that we do these things. So he did. But as soon as the Talmud Chacham left, he forgot. And when the Talmud Chacham forgot, When the shepherd forgot, he didn't go back to his old ways because he was rebuked by the Talmud Chacham, and he was confused. He didn't know what to do. So the end result was that he didn't daven at all. The Talmud Chacham had a dream, and in his dream, he was told, look, this guy's coming from a good place, let him be. And he was chozer in his position. what are you supposed to make of this story? It almost sounds like a Hasidic story, but I think that there's still a very important leitmotif of having good kavanos and rewarding good kavanos. And when somebody has good kavanos, we want to build them up. I think that when somebody, I'll tell you as an adult, when somebody gives me advice, or is it a parent or whatnot, or I think that one of the best things to do in a context where maybe you have a different approach to somebody else, I say, I think that this is coming from a lot of good midos, but the application isn't going the right way. I think this is a lot of really good kavanos, but I think that those kavanos could be channeled in an improved way if we tweaked this or something like that. I think that the way that we say that and we build people up and say that, you're already 75% of the way there, I think it gets people, especially to our second story, it gets people motivated to understand that even if they're doing something that can be upgraded, it doesn't mean that they're, Shivrei Kalim. It means that, we're still, a work in progress and we're just trying to develop our ideas. And I like this story for that reason. Okay. A very interesting idea about the Mi'il. The Mi'il has these bells and says, in Kaf Ches Lamed, I think it's Lamed Beis, says V'nish Makola, we know that the Mi'il is Mechaper for Lashon Hara. I believe it's Michal Feinstein asked the following question. He said, why shouldn't this be something, wouldn't it be better that silence was the kapara for Lashon Hara, not this jingle-jangle sound of the Mi'il? And he says, no, this is really supposed to be telling us we need to speak. We need to speak. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us mouths so we could act, but we need to learn how to use them properly. And I will give you two more rayas. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Chazal says, Kadosh Baruch Hu had a hava mina to create man with two mouths, one for Kadosh, one for Chol. Instead, the maskana was that we should have one mouth because we need to figure out how to use it. And finally, there's a grub that says somebody who wants to, I think it's a pasuk on Marpe Lashon, he says that, the best kapara for somebody speaking Lashon Hara is not silence, but speaking Divrei Torah. And that stems with this in a nice way, in that misuse of a gift is not supposed to be remedied by silence. That's only Sur Meira. Misuse of a gift and a bracha is proper usage. And that's a big idea. That's a big idea in Torah. And we have to figure out how that's supposed to be. Okay, a couple Alter Mikelms. On Kasis Lemaor, it's an interesting, it says, Kasis is supposed to be Merames on Heriel. Koses can mean to change. So it's a, he brings a Chazal, says, Talmidei Chachamim Mechatesim Diram Mi'ir Le'ir. They're ready to move from city to city for Torah, meaning to say that we need to be willing to be uncomfortable for Avodas Hashem. So Kasis L'Mo'or, in order to have the Mo'or, we need to be able to do that. That's a lekach from the Altar of Kelman. I think that that's important for us. I think that the confluence of two things in my life, I think, make this extremely poignant. The first is one that is applicable to all of us, is that we live in times where we're very comfortable. We live like kings compared to yesteryear, and that's a big deal. We need to be both thankful. We need to be aware that, we're used to having climate control exactly the right way, living on comfortable pillows or whatever else it is, in spacious homes. And the upshot of it is that in instances where we don't have it, sometimes we feel like we're chaser. That we can't do. Meaning whether we can use it, l'shem l'siferes, we hope. But that's a very, very, very important idea, that we need to be willing to have a little bit less. And the second one is also when we get older, we get a little more set in our ways. So that is maybe something more to the tatis within us, is that we need to be willing to be a little bit uncomfortable, to to do things. I was just speaking to somebody who's about to turn 80, And he was telling me, you know, he was talking about the things that he was doing, things that he loved, that he planned for months and months and months, and what really, really wanted to do. And he was telling me how much it just, you know, it turned him upside down because he was dysregulated, because out of his normal, you know, his normal grind, and people do thrive out of structure. But that doesn't mean that structure, the form of structure, should in any way outweigh the substance of life. I had to turn on a dime the other day, and I had to say, I imagined myself, this is a mitzvah Hashem. I understand that this is what I normally try to do in this sort of circumstance, but this is a mitzvah Hashem, and it is worth more than anything else. So turning on a dime, very hard. V'heim yikhu es hazav, they will take the gold. And then it says, v'hazav v'akesef. So the altar may come there in that pasuk, says that this is the idea that everything needs hachana, we need to prepare. So it's just a reminder, Purim is around the clock, and one of the minhagim of Purim is we start being shol v'dorish 30 days before a chag. So Pesach, after Purim, 30 days, a little bit before the Purim Suda, open up Hilchos Pesach and make everybody see that hachana start now. That's a big lekach. Last thing is Nivchar HaPninim for the week. The Ibn Gabirol says, Amar HaChacham, HaChacham Eino Dorish Chachma. He says, the Chacham isn't seeking Chachma. Litikva She'i'ev She'avo Ad Sida. You don't look for Chachma to get to the, Ad Kitza, pardon me, Ad Kitza. Ve'agia Ad Tachisa. You don't try to say that Chachma is done in one fell swoop and that you're going to achieve all of it. Ella Edrosh Mashani Rosha the Yos Sachal. Rather, I'm going to try to get what I understand. So he says the idea is that we don't reach for the skies when we learn. When we learn, we try to learn something that we can get. And the lekach from this is too, when we don't go to, you know, the extremes of metaphysics like Mala 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 Mata. You know, Maisa Gracious, Maisa Mirkama, Vukava have limitations from Chazal and Chagiga, you know, of how they're supposed to be taught, if, when, and in what circumstances. And the second is we don't overreach. We don't try to learn a ketzos when we're six. You know, I've been accused of trying to, you know, of always speaking to my children like an adult. That's a subject of a different conversation, but it needs to be age appropriate in a certain way. There was a young bar mitzvah bachur that was once part of a conversation. This kid, really, really good kavanos, would sit with an art school gemara for hours and hours and try to understand very esoteric things. And it was clear that it was very, very over his head. And a Rebbe of mine pointed out to me, says that somebody needs to talk to the father here to make sure that it's sustainable. And the Gra says in both the Evan Shleiman, I believe, also in his Seder Yom and Maiserav, the idea is that we need to be learning things which are within the realm of proximal development, something which makes learning benachas. So the Derech of Chochma is not Ava Atzbar Aglaim Chota, rather it's Kovetz Al Yad Yirbe. You take a little bit, you put it in your hand every day. And that's the way the Chazal say. He says that, you know, somebody who looks Enei Ksil Biktzei Aras, a fool, looks all the way to the end of the land and says, how am I going to do all these things? But a chacham, they say, oh, Shabbos is 24 prakim, Kalim is 30 prakim, Nezikim is 30 prakim, today I'll learn 2 prakim, tomorrow I'll learn 2 prakim. Before you know it, he'll become a Talmud Chacham. We should all be Zohar. Have a wonderful Shabbos.